Have your Bible. Go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse number 17. The title of the message is, Do You Know You've Been Changed? Do you know that you've been changed? Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. I believe God would speak something to all of us in this room. He'd manifest himself, minister his word in this house. I want him to have his way first of all in us. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look down with me. The 17th verse. One text. We'll pick up more scriptures as we go along. We'll start here. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's any man, don't care who that is, doesn't matter where he comes from, what's the color of his skin, doesn't make it a difference. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Can you say amen? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things. Somebody say, all things. That doesn't mean just a portion. You know, they tell you on the radio sometimes about just send us a portion of your tithes. Well, I'm not talking about a portion, saints. I'm talking about all things. All things are become new. Father, we thank you tonight, God, for your word. We thank you for respect unto your word. We thank you that this is a hallowed word, an anointed word, a word that's been forever settled in heaven. And God, you would speak, lay this word on us tonight. We pray, God, that you'd anoint us to preach this message and anoint your people to receive as from the messenger of the Lord. Father, so in fact it is. We pray, O God, you'd speak into our hearts, God, through the crust of our lives. God, we're an earthen vessel, but we have a treasure. Speak to that treasure tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, whip us, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, hone us. God, shine us, Lord Jesus. Minister in this place. We'll give you the praise in the name of the Lord. Everybody agreed and said amen. Praise the Lord. Now, the mark of those who have been born again, I want to read in four different places of the Bible, the mark of those who have been born again. First of all, we read, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? All things have become new. In Romans, the 6th chapter and the 6th verse, it makes a statement, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now that's an emphatic statement, church. That's not a potential for the child of God. It is an emphatic thing. You're born of God, you're born again. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That's not potential. There's a lot of God's promises, that God's promises are potential. But if you're born again, that's not potential. That means that's emphatic. Amen. That means old things have passed away. Behold, all things, everything has become new. Now in the 6th chapter, 6th verse, Romans says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Look with me at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And one more, Colossians chapter 3, verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Saints, this world has no place in them. This world has no place in those who have been born again, washed by the blood of Jesus. Can you say amen? This is not the testimony of those who believe, but it is the testimony of those who have been changed and transformed. A lot of people say they believe. All you need to do is believe. You'll be born again. Saints, there has to be a transformation. That means that man must come and he's truly sorry for sins committed. God, I've wronged you. I've done wrong. Where does that start? I don't care if it's 3 years old. That three-year-old, if he's going to understand salvation, has to understand repentance and transformation and turning from. Amen. It's not just to believe, but we've been changed and transformed. James 2:19 says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. But look, what he goes on to say is, the devils also believe and tremble. He goes in verse number 20 to say, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? That means we can believe all day long, but if there's not a transformation, saints, neither are we born again. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. That means there is a testimony in you of your believing. Is there evidence that marks you? That question must fill our mind. Is there evidence that marks me for being a child of the King? Is there a mark of God on my life? That means there's a testimony in me of my believing. What is there in us that tells the world that I'm not like you? I don't act like you. I'm not.